is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America, every corner, every beach, every pond, every lake, every job, every road, every street, every house, wherever you're listening, at work, at home, on the job. Thank you for being here. I'll be hanging out with you for one more hour. The show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm being joined by super producer and host Ryan Hickey. Be the last time I say that. He's in New York City. If you weren't here at the beginning of the show, I'll explain again. We talked about a lot. When is the beginning of the show? It's 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can tune in on the free Odyssey app. Thank you for listening on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM? It's channel 375. You got a smart speaker? Ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. We are minutes away from the Houston Rockets and the Golden State Warriors. It's game 6. Warriors are trying to close out the Rockets at home. The Rockets are trying to abuse Steph Curry's thumb and force a game 7. What a world that would be. And we've talked a lot of basketball. Greg Popovich is no longer a head coach of the Spurs. Mitch Johnson takes over full-time. Greg Popovich goes upstairs to be president. And thank you to Carolina Teague for joining us. She covers the Spurs. And thank you oh so much to Colin Ward Henninger. He covers all things NBA for CBS Sports. They were our guests today. And thank you so much for their insight. You missed the conversations? Rewind on the free Odyssey app. Of course, there's so much more that we need to do before we roll out of here. We'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. This is kind of crazy. We're going to get into, we're going to talk about a domestic situation, unfortunately. And thank God it's not about anybody putting hands on anybody. It's about somebody putting hands where they're not supposed to be. Somebody else's wife. Yeah, Panthers legend Steve Smith is in a little bit of trouble. We'll talk about that. And of course, yeah, you know what? It's Friday. It's May 2nd. Yeah, we'll get to a few things in sports history, but I want to make sure that we get to the Friday funny. So we got a lot to do. We got to cram a lot of things into the final hour here of the show. You want to participate? Here's the number. Pay attention. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I'm on the internet at JR Sport Brief. We said this at the beginning. I'm going to say it again now. Probably say it again before we roll out. This is my final show here with Ryan Hickey as the executive producer of the JR Sport Brief show. Ryan Hickey is going to be working earlier in the day with Bill Ryder. Righter than you and righter than everybody else, right here on the Infinity Sports Network. So if you're just tuning in, and I said this is the last time I'll be saying that to Hickey, yeah, I am. And so I'll say it again. Hickey, thank you, man. Appreciate it. It's been fun.
Jared, this has been a blast. About a year and a half or so. I don't think I've laughed as much as I have on the radio in my entire life. This has been a lot of fun.
It has been fun. Time flies when you're having fun, right?
Oh, that it does, and it is flew. It has absolutely flown.
It has flown. Did you notice the one time I really got in trouble, you weren't here?
You know, I didn't put two and two together till you said it.
You weren't here that day.
I just happened to be off that day.
You happened to be off that day, and I got in trouble, yeah. Couldn't rein myself in. You weren't there to tell me to shut the hell up. Yeah.
JR After Dark just went off the rails.
Yeah, it went right off the rails. But here we have it. So, yeah, no, we got a lot to do. And we have fun conversations off the air as well. Sometimes, I think sometimes our chats can be even better than on the air at times. So, I don't know if some of the chats we can have on the air, but it's a lot of fun, Hickey. So, thank you so much. Hey, everybody, I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. I want to take one conversation that we were about to have on the air and have it on the air. We'll do that momentarily. Let's go through a few of the news clips and things that took place today. I guess the largest story is the fact that Greg Popovich is now done. He's finished as head coach of the San Antonio Spurs after 29 years, 29 seasons, 5 championships. Greg Popovich, due to his health issues, we know he suffered a stroke earlier in the season. His career as head coach is now done. Mitch Johnson, who took over as interim, he is now the full-time head coach. Outside of just being mean and nasty to sideline reporters, this man, Greg Popovich, he's done a lot. He's spoken up when a lot of people wouldn't on social issues. You don't really ever hear a bad word spoken about Greg Popovich. He's respected in so many regards by players and superstars all across the league. I know he's worked with a lot of them with his work with Team USA. And you even got a guy like Derek White. This man is on his way maybe to another finals appearance, a key contributor, a star. You could say he's a star, all-star, damn it, for the Boston Celtics. Derek White, he really got going with the San Antonio Spurs. He talked earlier today about the impact that Greg Popovich had on his career.
High school, like, they're like, oh, I got a chance to go to the league. Where I was in high school, I was like, let me try to get to college. And so it's just kind of a little different story, I guess. But, I mean, he just kept pushing me and just knew he saw something in me that I didn't see in myself. And obviously my first year I was in the G League, which allowed me to figure out the NBA game. And then and it's from there just continue to push me and just add that confidence. I used to be in the mill room. He'd walk in and just say, you belong, and walk out. So just little things like that, which is just cool to hear from the greatest coach of all time.
Okay. Hickey, was he running sprints? Why he sound out of breath? He's a professional athlete. What was he doing?
Maybe Pop's presence and just saying his name got him very nervous. And so that's why he was kind of talking the way he was.
I'm like, man, you on a treadmill? That's possible, Hickey. Victor Wembanyama had this to share. 29 years. Coach, thank you for your wisdom, for your leadership, for the culture you created, but most importantly, for being a great and inspiring person. It was an honor to be a part of those 29 years. Wishing you the best on your new chapter. GOAT. Shout-outs to Victor Wembanyama. A classy guy Victor Wembanyama is, man. That's you're a cool dude. I like Victor Wembanyama. Anyway, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're now minutes away from the start of the Houston Rockets and the Golden State Warriors. Golden State Warriors are trying to end this. Steph Curry is running around with that bum thumb. It's like swollen and grotesque at the joint of his thumb and his hand. It's not a good look, so I'm hoping that somebody steps up and gets the job done. Maybe Jimmy Butler. That's why the hell they brought him in here. And let's see if they make the Houston Rockets wilt out in San Francisco. And, Hickey, this is a conversation we had in the break. You know, I wasn't joking. I think the Golden State Warriors need to send somebody out there just to set the tone. We need a hard foul right out of the gate. And the fact is, like, we know Draymond Green will punch a teammate, he'll step on a guy's chest, he'll punch a dude in the groin, but they need somebody else that, you know, less important to the game plan to just really deliver a hard foul, and we don't have too many, we don't have enforcers in the league anymore. That's the thing.
And you could argue the league doesn't even really allow for it anyway to begin with, which, look, if you look at another sport, hockey going on right now, right, hey, you want to throw a cheap shot at one of the star players, well, put the fourth line goon out there, and all of a sudden, a lot of those cheap shots dissipate.
Yeah.
Draymond is probably one of the few that could play that role, but yeah, hard foul, like opening tip, run into someone's chest, and you stand over them, let them know, hey, we're not going to tolerate your BS. I like where your head's at a lot. I think it sends a message, sets the tone.
Yeah, but who are in for? Like, okay, we got... What's the James Johnson, the MMA guy, right? Okay, fine.
But does he even touch the floor?
Yeah, no, but he's on the bench. He's like, might as well be team security. Come on.
Okay.
Everybody says, Hickey, they just did the survey. Nobody wants to fight him.
I know, but the ironic part is he's never on the court in a position to fight anyone in the first place.
He doesn't need to be.
That's, you talk about, you know, reputation and intimidation.
Hickey, he's like pepper spray, okay? He's like, you don't know who has it. You don't know what's going on. But if you pull him out, it's over for you. It's curtains, okay?
just being in the vicinity is bad enough, huh?
Yes, you inhale the fumes and it goes bad, man.
You look over at the bench, you just see his beady eyes looking at you. So, okay, this is enough. I'm good.
It's like, that guy can choke me out. Yeah, I'm not messing with him. Brazilian jiu-jitsu, MMA, whatever. No, thank you. Isaiah Stewart, he always wants to fight people.
Yeah. Right? He is like, fight. Is it crazy to say he's an even more extreme version of Draymond? I think it's fair.
Oh yeah. If this guy tried to fight LeBron James. Like,
tried to run through three different team security guards to go get him.
To fight LeBron. LeBron is looking at him like, I know this guy's not. I'm LeBron James. This guy trying to fight me right now. What? Huh? What? Okay. I don't even know. Is he an enforcer? He's just a goon. You're right. There are no enforcers. Every team used to have one power forward. He wasn't even really a center. I feel like he was a power forward. And he'd just be there to punch you. Like Dale Davis, Antonio Davis, Charles Oakley. Pick a Grant twin.
Bill Laimbeer.
Bill Laimbeer, Rick Mahorn. They'd beat the living hell out of you. We don't have those guys. None. I'm trying to think. It's a random team. How about this? The Celtics are a championship team. Might repeat this year. Hickey, who's the muscle on that? I guess Al Horford, right? But he waves his finger at you like he's the old man. Like, you better relax. He doesn't beat nobody up.
If we're talking about like actual muscle, who would do? I mean, this is going to be crazy. Is it Luke Kornet?
Oh, come on now. Yeah.
I'm just trying to, like, Jason, probably Jaylen Brown, I think, would be the strongest and the best fighter if we're just talking like an all-out brawl. I'd put my money on him. Yeah. But he's not going to, you can't get mixed up there and risk getting a double T and getting tossed. Like,
Oklahoma City. No, Steven Adams. Isn't Steven Adams on Houston?
That's what makes it interesting. If, you want to send out, Draymond to go send a cheap shot to Dillon Brooks, you got Steven Adams on the other side.
I think even Draymond Green knows better than to mess with Steven Adams. I think he knows better. I think at one point in time, Draymond Green kind of avoided Isaiah Stewart. Like, I don't want no part of that guy. I think that took place at one point this season.
I think you're right, and I don't blame him. That's, I think, the one guy, maybe outside of James Johnson, where it's like, this guy's a legitimate psychopath. I'm not risking it because he actually might kill me.
Yeah, Draymond don't want none of that. I forgot who it was years ago. I can't remember the instance, but somebody did something or something. It involved Ron Artest, and somebody realized it was Ron. Like, Ron turned around, and the person was like, oh, my bad. Like, oh, no, I didn't mean you. And all Ron just did was give him a look, and the guy just kind of backed down. Does that sound familiar at all?
It doesn't. Have to look that up just to see it, but, I mean, it sounds hilarious if it's true.
Yeah, so he was like, I don't want no smoke with Ron Artest.
Oh, no trouble, sir, please.
Yeah, I forgot what it was. He's just like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I got to look that up. Here, let's hit the phones. 888-710-4ISN. If you know what the hell I'm talking about, call me. Let's go to Boise and talk to Anthony. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Anthony?
Well, you got me right there on the end. Thanks for having me, JR and Ryan. But I was going to say that Steven Adams is probably the first person you think of as an enforcer when you're thinking of the league. So it's going to be hard to set the tone when they got the number one enforcer on the Rockets side. But I was going to talk about how back in the 90s when Isaiah Thomas was at the tail end of his career, Jordan and the Bulls and those guys beat up on Isaiah's hands so bad that, they took him out the series. I mean, they had already kind of dethroned him at that point. But when they were sitting there beating Isaiah's hand to death during the league in the 90s, no one really seemed to care. But, I mean, I know Isaiah, had a bad look from not doing the handshake and whatnot, but they've been seeing this for a long time. They haven't really done anything about it.
Yeah, man, but the league is different now. It's not as physical as it was in the late 80s and early 90s. The game is free-flowing. We just talked about the fact that, like, we just named probably all the goons in the NBA on one hand. Like, it's much more noted nowadays,
It's just that the two main goons in the NBA are on the two teams in this series, being Steven Adams and Draymond Green, so you can't have them both being an enforcer because you got the two main enforcers, so you can't. Man. It's going to be bad basketball if you got people getting kicked out.
Yeah, everybody but got
appreciate
that.
Appreciate you having me, and no problem, I wanted to say, yes. I hope that JR, or I hope Ryan has an awesome endeavor, and that you guys are awesome. I listen to you guys every night, and thanks for helping get me through work. And hope you all have a good one.
You too, Anthony. Thank you for calling from Boise. We appreciate you. No doubt. Hey, Hickey, that was Tyler Hansbrough. Like, he got fouled from behind by Ron Artest. You know, you go up and get fouled from behind, you don't know who hits you. And so Tyler Hansbrough went up, he got fouled, and then he turned to see who it is. Like, you know, he's about to do something, and he turned and he saw who it was, and he's just like, oh, it's okay. It's all right. We good. It's okay. And Ron just stood there like, you want no smoke? I punch fans, okay? Like, I beat fans up. What you going to do to me?
That's mega respect, because Tyler Hansbrough is not a small guy. You know, if it's like Isaiah Thomas size, okay, I get it. For a big guy to show that quick of respect to another big guy, look, I mean, Ron Artest, like you said, is one of the few players that deserve that.
Yeah. He was on the Knicks at this point in time. And Tyler Hansbrough turned around, looked him in the eyes like, oh, my bad.
Ref, that foul's on me, actually. We're going the other way.
Yeah, he did. He turned around and was like, my bad. Yeah. Whatever you got to do to stay alive, I guess. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. It is Friday. You know what? We're going to do the Friday funny. Yeah, before we roll out, we're going to do the Friday funny. If you have a joke that you want to share with America, because most times Fridays we get the craziest callers. People are getting ready for the weekend. They're getting drunk. Please don't drink and drive. Please don't do that. I know we got Cinco de Mayo weekend here. I guess this is as close as it's going to be. I hope you are good. I hope you are safe. I hope you are responsible. We are going to take some of your jokes. If you got a good joke, a fast one, one that doesn't take a 20-minute setup, then please call us up. It's the Friday Funny. And then on the other side of the break, I'm going to tell you about something that ain't funny. Getting sued for being a homewrecker. I'm going to tell you what professional legend, what athletic legend, what NFL legend is being accused of ruining a happy home. No, it's not TMZ. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Parts. We'll get to the Friday funny. I'll tell you about something not funny. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, Finney Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Hey, Hickey, what you trying to get me sued too?
No.
You trying to get me sued for, what is it called, alienation of affection? Is that what it is?
Learn something new every day.
You do? Yeah, you know, listen, these lawyers come up with fancy words for everything. Home wrecking. I'll explain in a second. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Hickey, this game between the Rockets and Warriors is already underway, and we predicted it. We had a hard foul. We had somebody. Did Draymond send a message like, what the hell just happened, Hickey?
So Draymond, the Warriors were on offense. Draymond was trying to set a screen at the top of the key, and he was trying to screen Jalen Green. He got a hard, you know, a hard screen in there. Hit Draymond's shoulder, kind of went into Jalen Green's face, chest area.
Yeah.
But despite the hard screen, Green didn't really move that much. So I guess Draymond got upset that the screen didn't really work. So then he kind of grabbed Jalen Green and almost like as a lineman trying to like block the defensive player down the field. He tried to like basically kind of block Jalen Green, who then also didn't move. So he said, screw it, let me grab him by the back of the neck, kind of throw him all across my body and threw him on the ground for a flagrant foul.
And Jalen Green is skinny. He's a slight dude. Draymond is, you know, he's a bigger guy than him. He just threw him to the ground because the screen didn't work.
That's right. Threw him to the ground.
And Draymond, did they get like double texts? So what are we doing here? What happened?
A flagrant foul called on Draymond Green.
Hey, there's the message sent, huh? That didn't take long.
Does that count? In order to send a message, though, doesn't it have to be to the guy who's talking? Doesn't it have to be to Dylan Brooks or no?
No, I think Dylan Brooks will get it. Dylan Brooks could probably get it, too, not from Draymond, though. Well, you know what? Draymond would be the guy to get a second flagrant, like later in the game. He would. He would. But who else is going to dole out punishment now? Like, Jimmy Butler's going to punch somebody? I don't think so. Like,
hey, Pat Spencer got ejected the other day because he threw Shangoon to the ground.
Is Pat Spencer seeing minutes today?
Well, he could if it's another 40-point blowout.
Oh, man. If we see him, it's either good or bad for the Warriors, okay? Probably bad. He's there waving a white flag of losing. You don't want to see that guy out there. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4ISN. Zamuel is calling from Sacramento. You're on the JR Sport Re-Show. What's up, Zamuel?
Hey, how's it going, man?
It's going amazing. How you feeling, man?
Pretty good, pretty good. Especially hearing that Doug Christie got that head coaching job.
Okay. You thrilled about who he's coaching? I mean, I'd roll my eyes at that one, kind of shrug my shoulders.
Right. I mean, I'm just glad that, you know, he's actually going to get a run at it. And, you know, I'd like to see what he does with his, you know, his own coaching staff and see what he does with, you know, with maybe some new players, hopefully.
Well, I think the players are more important than Doug Christie. Is he still getting walked around town in that chain, or is that over?
I hope it's over, definitely, you know.
Oh. Now, I got to be careful here. I was going to say, that was pretty cool, though. No.
Yeah, cool, but no, you know, the results weren't there, you know?
What, when he got walked with the chain by his wife?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that's what you were talking about. I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, you don't know what I'm talking about?
No, sir.
Oh, boy. Okay. Wow. Hickey, how do I explain this to Zamuel? How do I do this?
Maybe say Google.
Yeah. Google Doug. Listen, man. Zamuel, listen.
Yeah, I don't like the sound of that, man. It's a good look.
It's Friday, so I'm just going to say it, all right?
Yep.
A long time ago, he was hanging out in public with his wife, and he was on a leash, okay? And I'm not joking. They did this in public. He was on a leash. And you know, this is a 6'7" man, one of the best defenders in the NBA, and he was just being walked like a dog by his wife.
Damn. That's
That's your head coach, man. That's the head coach of the Kings. There he is.
Hey. Well, hopefully there's no more of that, but, you know, I like what he's bringing as far as, you know, the defense and getting our guys to play. But, no more of that off the court stuff happens.
Oh, man. Yo, this photo is killing me right now.
I'm going to have to pull that up.
Oh, man. I forgot what. Hey, Zamuel, good luck with your coach, okay?
Yeah, for sure, man, for sure. All right, thank you.
Of course. Thank you for calling from Sacramento. Hickey, she's patting him on the head, bruh. Oh, my God.
Was there an explanation from his perspective of why he agreed to do this?
I don't remember why.
Because he was in the league. Like, he was a player at this point.
Yes.
This is not like I'm trying to get, you know, relevancy back. This is in the prime of my career. On an off day, let's have some fun.
Let's bring our
private lives out in public.
Yeah, I don't remember why, bro. I just remember seeing this and going like, what the hell? What? Could you see LeBron James on a leash? No.
JR, if we did, that would be the lead on every single show in this country for a month probably.
Yo, Hickey, who do we see in it's boxing, and who cares? The guy's didn't he admit to doing drugs? Oscar De La Hoya. Remember he was in that photo of he was wearing the lingerie. Remember that?
I don't. I have to look that up.
Don't.
Okay, fair.
He was in lingerie and high heels.
Huh.
And then Oscar De La Hoya, he said, you know, years later, he's like, oh, yeah, whatever. Somebody leaked photos. He's like, come on, what man doesn't do that? And people looked at him like... I don't know. He's just like, yeah, everybody, every straight man does it. I was just, you know, having fun. It was like, okay, Oscar, okay. People get caught. Hickey, Marv Albert is still here with us, right?
That he's actually just, I think he's at the Knicks game recently. Is he still with us?
Yeah, he's still here. Marv Albert, wasn't he? Marv Albert was wearing the lingerie, right?
Out of the house.
Didn't they say he got bit or somebody bit him or something like that?
There was some sort of incident.
Oh, boy.
He's lucky Twitter was not around when this came out.
Yeah, this is like if Mike Breen was caught in lingerie, okay?
Bye!
Yeah, we don't want that.
Mike, where did that come from?
Yeah, this is, how about, this is in 1997. This is terrible. I remember this. Because he was on the back page of the paper. I remember that. The woman accused Marv Albert of throwing her on a bed, biting her, and other things. Oh, my God. Oh. Bite marks? Oh, my God. Oh, okay. All right. That's enough of this. How did I get? Oh, Doug Christie. Okay. I was like, how did I get here again?
It leads us into perfectly.
It leads us into is Steve Smith. Is it what
That's
it is?
It.
Oh, man. Oh, this is Hickey. This is a Friday funny all by itself. And isn't Marco? Marco's here with us, right?
Kind of. I don't know what the hell I walked into.
We're talking about Marv Albert. Remember Marv Albert in the lingerie?
Yeah, no, I remember that. That's what I kind of walked into. I don't know how the hell you got here is what I was thinking.
A caller called from Sacramento, and he's like, hey, I love the fact that Doug Christie is our coach. And I said, yeah, as long as he's not walking around on a leash and a chain. And the caller didn't know what I was referring to. You remember Doug Christie on a leash, right?
I got to tell you, no. I remember the Marv Albert thing. I don't remember Christie on a leash.
Doug Christie. Google it. You can Google it, Marco.
Am I allowed on a work computer? Can we do that?
He had on clothes.
Okay.
They had on clothes. They were clothed. Yes, you can. You can. And if anything, if IT blame me, say blame JR. I don't care.
Comes up quick, doesn't it?
Doug Christie on a leash?
Yeah, it came up quick. I barely got on. I was already on a leash. Apparently, I missed this.
Yeah, she's patting him on the head. You seen that?
Yeah. Why was this?
I don't remember. Like somebody, could you imagine if Tyrese Halliburton's dad waved that in front of Doug Christie's face after a win? Like instead of his son's face, just say, hey, this is you.
Wouldn't you automatically make this every towel in an opposing arena if the Kings are in the playoffs?
Oh, you can't do that. Not classy. That's not classy.
Well, who says the team has to do it? Team doesn't have to do it.
Oh, the fans? Do you think
they get one fan, and then he's just able to orchestrate it through the entire building?
You know what?
You can pawn that off.
The fans here in Atlanta, we got a fan section. I don't know what they call them, but our fan section is pretty ruthless. It's like an entire section, and they chant the most derogatory things at the opposition when they like shooting free throws. Like some guy steps to the free throw line and they're chanting at him. And this is the section is right behind the visitor's bench, like adjacent. They can hear it loud as day. They'll chant things like LeBron is going to trade you. You know, you're bald, you're ugly, your wife is leaving. They chant some wild things at these players and the whole arena can hear it. So it's maybe here we'll get to where's your leash to Doug Christie. Christie, where's your leash? I don't know.
Yeah, but like I said, it's got to be a playoff moment. So the Kings actually have to get there and actually be involved. Once they're involved and they're in it, I mean, it was a few years ago, but still, once they're back in,
okay,
then I feel like then it takes a life of its own. If you just do it for a random game in December, eh.
Doug Christie will be fired before Kings go to the playoffs. Hey, I think we got an explanation for why he was on a leash. 888-710-4ISN. Nick is here from Sacramento. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Nick?
Hey, JR, I love your show, man. I love that you tackle the serious conversations like this. Yeah. Show that young man from Sacramento what's going on. But Doug Christie was on that leash because his wife was making a statement. Because he used to have to travel with his wife.
That's right.
On the road. And she was like, no, all you other women are getting cheated on. I'm not getting cheated on. And that was a statement that she made him make, out in public saying, hey, you know. And that's how I knew I had lost my friend when he went into a relationship and he started telling me, oh, well, you know, I understand her point of view. I was like, man, you're gone. you're gone. Yeah, yeah. You, this woman, this other woman got you hooked too. Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no. So yeah. That's the story.
That's right. Yeah. Thank you for the reminder. You are right about that. I remember that. Jackie Christie.
Yes,
well, that's
right,
Nick.
Jackie Christie. That's right. No problem.
All right. Thank you. Well, there we have it. You try to keep your person from cheating. Put them on a leash.
See, I remember the story of her traveling with him.
Yes, yes.
I didn't remember the leash thing. And if that's for purposes of that,
I can appreciate it. Here's a bigger thing. Are they still married?
Yeah, I don't know. When was that picture from?
Man, I feel like that thing's from like 20 plus years ago.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't remember. I do remember her traveling, and that was a weird story. But at the same time, travel together. You want to be together. Go ahead, travel together. What the hell do I care? As long as you're not on the team plane. I mean, you know, you can do whatever the hell you want.
Whoa, what the heck is this? 2025. Jackie Christie confirms divorce from Doug. Oh, my God.
Well, who saw that?
She waited until he got the job? The heck? I don't know. Anyway.
Boy, not based on trust and have to be on top of each other and
I don't know.
Pictures
maybe
of a leash? Who saw that coming?
Maybe he's the coach, so he can't be on a leash anymore. He has to lead these young men. He can't be on a leash. Come on now. Wow. What a world. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break when we come back. I got the biggest Friday funny of them all. We're going to talk about someone that maybe needs to be on a leash. This guy's being sued for being a homewrecker. Yes, it's the TMZ version of the JR Sport Brief Show. Steve Smith is in trouble. We'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I need to let you know that this NASCAR race preview is sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros that they serve. NASCAR that heads to Texas Motor Speedway this weekend for the Worth 400 in Fort Worth, Texas. Last week, Austin Cindric won at Talladega, becoming the sixth different winner so far this season through 10 races. Kyle Larson enters the weekend as the betting favorite, followed closely by Will Byron. That's for this weekend. Right now, this minute, this second, at the end of one, the first quarter, the Houston Rockets lead the Golden State Warriors 25-21. Steph Curry, he has 5 points. 2 of 4 shooting, 1 of 3 from downtown. Jimmy Butler chipping in 6. Draymond Green with a flagrant foul, 1 rebound, 1 assist, and 3 points. Good for him. All right. Well, I said we keep you up to date with that game, but we won't be here for much longer. You know what? I'm going to tell you about Steve Smith. Don't get sued for cheating this weekend. But before we get to that, let's talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Let's go back in time. Today is Friday, May 2nd. The year is 2025, but on May 2nd, 1999, John Elway said, "All right, I'm out." I mean, after winning another Super Bowl, I mean, winning a Super Bowl MVP, I mean, winning 2 Super Bowls, going back to back, this time beating Atlanta, John Elway said, "I got better things to do. Like, get the hell up on out of here and try to run a football team." John Elway called it quits. He announced his retirement. Hey, on the Glenn Stream Show, John Elway talked about his mindset that allowed him to have so much success, especially at the end of his career when he was old.
And I don't think people realize how hard it is. And plus, in that, they just see the positive and everything that's happened good rather than all the down times that you had too, right? Because life's a heck of a battle. No matter what you do, it's a heck of a battle. And there's ups and downs with everything. You just hope that you have more ups than you do downs, but you have to be able to pick yourself up and wipe yourself off and say, listen, we're going to go back at this again. Obviously, in the world of sports, we're tested week to week. And so 1 week you go out and have a great game, and the next week you struggle a little bit and don't play nearly as well. So those ups and downs, and overall, I think, is where you kind of look at the big picture and say, okay, was it successful or not as a season, as a career, as a life?
Yeah, well, all the best to John Elway. You talk about ups and downs. He's in a down right now. Unfortunately, his agent had passed away due to a fall last week. from a golf cart that he was in with John. So certainly a down and tough time for John Elway. All the best to John and his agents. Family. Also, this day in sports history, May 2nd, 2017, Isaiah Thomas, no, not Detroit Pistons Isaiah Thomas, the other Isaiah Thomas, the recent one, this man dropped 53 points in 2017. That's the second highest in Celtics playoff history. He dropped 29 in the fourth quarter in overtime in Boston. They beat the Wizards 129-119 in the playoffs. Listen to Isaiah Thomas. He dedicated this game to his sister. This is from NBA TV.
It's my sister. It's her birthday today. Happy birthday. She would have been 23 today. So everything I do is for her. And she's watching over me. So that's all her.
Fourth quarter in overtime. You dominated. I know that you think nobody can guard you. But what were you looking at and what were you seeing?
I mean, y'all know what time it is. When it's that time, it's time for me to be aggressive. My coaching staff and my players put me, my teammates put me in position to be successful. And I just try to make the right play each and every time down, whether that's a score or get a teammate open for them to score.
Man, you want to talk about a guy that played himself into the ground doing things like that? Oh, my God. Now, he played for the Salt Lake City Stars. Like, he's going to play basketball forever. He got to be, he's not even, wow, he's 36. He's just short. He's 5'9". It's tough doing that. You're that old, man. Yeah. Anyway, those are a few things that took place this day in sports history. And now it's time for a mix of the Friday funny and some JR wisdom. Okay. It's the weekend.
We've made it. The end of the work week is here. Let's head into the weekend on a good note with a Friday funny. Only on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yeah, this is bad. This is a joke that you don't want to happen to you, okay? It's Friday. It's Cinco de Mayo weekend. People are going to be drinking that tequila. They're going to find a reason to drink. Don't drink and drive, please. Don't do that. This is not funny. Not if you're Steve Smith. Here's some JR wisdom. Don't sleep with someone who's not your wife. Like, don't do that. Allegedly, reportedly. Listen to this news clip from Queen City News, and you tell me if this is funny.
Former Carolina Panthers wide receiver and current analyst Steve Smith Sr. is now facing a legal battle. It comes months after a man accused the five-time Pro Bowler on social media of having an affair with his wife, who was a member of the Baltimore Ravens marching band at the time. The lawsuit filed in Mecklenburg County Superior Court is seeking more than $100,000 in damages under an obscure state law known as the Alienation of Affection.
Alienation of Affection is basically like the Home Wreckers Act. Like, you can go ahead and sue somebody for ruining your marriage. So Steve Smith allegedly, had a relationship with a married woman who worked for the Ravens with the band. And, now he's being sued by the husband. Hickey, would you sue your spouse's, I don't even know, cheater? I mean, would you do that?
I don't think so, just because I would want it to go away as quick. Like, I just want to bury my head in the sand and move on. I would not want to bring more public attention, even if it comes with some money. Yeah. I wouldn't want to bring more public attention to my situation.
That's kind of, it's like you should have, your beef should be with your spouse, your wife, not with the other party. Like, your marriage situation was with your spouse. Sue your spouse, okay? Don't sue Steve Smith. Anyway, I'm sure this isn't what Steve Smith wants to deal with. Hey, we got Reggie from Louisiana. You're on the JR Sport Show. Reggie, you must go fast. Otherwise, you'll get cut off. Go ahead.
Okay, JR, here go the joke, baby. So they have a contest, okay? These three men in this contest. And the judge go, whatever one of y'all bring me back the most ping pong ball, win the prize. You got 3 hours. Go. So the men go run out. The first man come back in about an hour. He got a pickup truck. He got him a pickup truck full of ping pong ball. And then the judge go, that good. We got two more. Next man come back. He got him a 18-wheeler full of ping pong ball. Judge go, that's real good. We got one more. The last man come in crawling, JR. The man, they got 2 minutes to go. The man crawling on his hand and knee. He's carrying two big old bags, and he crossed the finish line, and he just fall on his face. And the judge look at these two bags, and he go, they be having dirt and mud and a little bit of hair, and it looked like they got a little blood on them, too.
All right, Reggie, the show is ending, Reggie.
Okay, here we go. So the judge go, that ain't no ping pong ball. The man look up and said, Judge, I thought you say King Kong ball.
Okay. Thank you, Reggie, for calling from Louisiana. Thank you. Appreciate your show's over now. Ping pong, King. He found King Kong's balls. Okay, thank you, Hickey. What a way to send you off. Okay,
thank you, Reggie.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Yeah,
that's funny.
Hey, what's the last thing you and JR talked about? Is King Kong's balls? Okay,
wouldn't want any other way.
Yeah, tell Bill Ryder that's what we talked about on. Shout outs to Bill Ryder too. Hey, Hickey, I'm going to miss you, man. I'll catch you down the line, okay?
I'm going to miss you too, JR, but we'll talk soon.
Yeah, we'll catch up. There's no problem. The JR Sport Brief Show is done. Hickey, where can they find you? Fill them in.
On Twitter, Ryan_Hickey3. Sundays, 2 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Infinity Sports Network.
Yeah, the JR Sport Brief Show is done. Don't move here on the Infinity Sports Network. Bart Winkler coming up next. Thank you, Hickey. Catch you soon, brother.